expose my mind to clarity. Oh, my spirit shudders. Capture the moment, oh, to keep my sanity. And the wisdom rushing in. So much clearer.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Oh Shoot. If there's one episode you should be watching on YouTube, it is this episode because we are currently at our campsite in Malibu, California. Our first ever episode outside. Probably first and last, to be honest. And I'm joined by Charlie.
Good to be back. I don't know. I feel like we could do like a porch session.
At our house?
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll workshop it and get back to you.
Yeah. So we're at our campsite right now and we were like, we might as well record an episode. And I promised you guys an episode with Charlie. So here it is.
Actually, I think I was the one that said on my previous episode, I was like, maybe we could do one on the road trip.
Yeah, you did say that. And then I felt like pressured to do this.
Well, here we are.
So I'm currently wearing the Creative Tea merch, if you're watching on YouTube. And I just want to let you guys know that I just dropped 2 merch designs on my merch shop. So go check them out. I'm busy being a creative tee. It's like white, oversized, drop shoulder. It's like a cute camera design. This design is a little bit different than anything I've ever dropped. So that's fun. And then the Photographer Era hoodie is also available. It's a really oversized, super cute, really soft. A little bit more on the expensive side, but it's expensive for me to make it, which is why I had to charge so much. So
I was going to say, these are definitely some of the more quality or more premium materials that these items have been made out of in the past, compared to items in the past. So I definitely think the price reflects in the quality of the piece that you'll be retrieving for your purchase.
Right. And I'm never trying to like hit like a larger profit margin. Like I just want to hit the same profit margin. So that's why I like the t-shirt. It's higher quality than my past t-shirts, but it's like the same price as the other ones because like it doesn't cost me more to make this one. But the Photographer Era hoodie, that specific hoodie was really, really expensive, but it's like so nice.
Honestly, when you put it on, it feels like a dream.
It does. Yeah. There were multiple days that I didn't want to take it off. Like right when I got the sample, I didn't want to take it off, but I was like, I'm going to stain this or something. I haven't taken photos in it yet. So anyway, so merch dropped on Friday. Charlie, let's talk a little bit about the road trip since you're here.
Yeah. I mean, ask me about it. It's been a great time.
Yeah. Well, okay. I haven't done like an updated podcast episode in like 3 weeks because I had like 3 weeks worth of batched episodes. So no one on the podcast knows anything about, like the listeners don't know about the fire or any of that.
Do they even know like the itinerary outside of seeing it on social media?
Yeah, I think so. I think I shared where we were going. But basically, the big thing that happened to us on this road trip was the fact that our tire flew off our camper while we were driving, sparked and started like a mini wildfire in Texas. And we couldn't do anything about it. We just had to drive away from the camper because the tire came off and there were just flames everywhere. I like vlogged the whole thing, so I'm sure some of you guys have watched my vlogs. But I personally was not like, I was over like trying to get the tire and Charlie was trying to like handle the whole fire situation. I didn't even know there was a fire. Like, I was off trying to grab the tire, like, rolled really far ahead.
Cassidy was kind of, like, lollygagging, just skipping along the side of the road, going to get the long-lost tire that we saw roll past our car as we were pulling pulling over to the side of the road. Yeah. And I'm, like, going back to check on the camper. And in that moment was when I saw the fire start to, like, kick up on the side of the road. It was because when the wheel fell off of our camper, we only have a single axle camper. So the actual camper was just dragging on the metal subframe on the road. So it created a bunch of sparks when we were pulling over to the side of the road. And that was when the grass was so dry in northern Texas. And it just kicked up a little fire on the side. And it was like a grass fire on the side of the road. So it was pretty crazy because I tried to grab the fire extinguisher out of the back of the camper when I first noticed the fire. But it was such a small fire extinguisher that I used it all really fast and didn't end up being able to put out the entire fire, only like a portion of it. And so then my mind was racing. I was like, well, I didn't get this fire put out and I can't move the camper.
So the camper's
gonna...
I don't
want to lose the truck. So I started like scrambling to get the truck disconnected from the camper.
Yeah. And basically, we just Charlie drove away from the camper, picked me up because I was still like getting that tire. And basically, we're sitting in the car and he was like, I think I need to call 911. And he was like trying to open his phone. His phone like wasn't, you know, sometimes your phone gets like stuck on a screen or like it starts to glitch and you can't like go to your home screen.
Or it gives you like 15 different pop-ups when you're trying to get into something. Like, why are you asking me about all this stuff right now?
Like, do you want to update your phone? Do you want a software update right
now? Do you care if we track your whatever so we can give you more targeted ads or whatever? Like, no, don't.
Can we ask you about your extended warranty?
Wrong time, Apple.
Honestly. So he was like trying to do something on his phone and wasn't letting him pull up his phone app. So then I called 911 on my phone and Charlie talked to them, and then I've like took a vlog video of like the whole call, and like in the back of the rear view mirror of our truck you can literally see like flames all around our camper. And basically what ended up happening was we had to take our camper to get repaired. So that took, the guy said it was going to take a day, so we got a hotel in the town that we were in. It's Dalhart, Texas is what it was called. And I had a few people, actually had a few people say that they like got stuck in Dalhart, but one girl specifically said that her tire came off in Dalhart and she got stuck in Dalhart as well. And I'm like, this can't be a coincidence.
I think Dalhart, Texas is kind of like the Bermuda Triangle, but of kind of like the plains states, as you're between the different areas of where you are coming from and where you need to go.
Yeah.
And Dalhart just kind of sucks people in.
It sucks you in. You can't get out. And that was exactly what happened to us. We couldn't get out. There's nothing to do.
We ended up going to the Dust Bowl, which is like a bowling alley in the area.
We went and bowled, got like the worst food, worst drinks of our
life. I'm pretty sure
I
got like food poisoning from the food there.
We stayed at a hotel. Thankfully, they had like a brand new hotel in the town. Like literally this thing had to have been like a month old. This hotel was so nice. Like it didn't even feel like anyone had ever stayed in our room.
They had a Texas-shaped waffle maker
in the lobby. That was cute. Yeah. So our hotel experience was fine, but we did have to cut out White Sands National Park. What's funny?
I'm just laughing at the waffle maker. Thinking about how glorious that waffle was. Texas waffle.
It was pretty cute, yeah. Anyway, we had to cut White Sands out of our trip, which honestly was probably the most diverse thing we were going to do, like unlike anything else we were doing on the trip.
Yeah, for sure.
So that did suck. I had like a whole photo shoot outfit planned for that. Just like photos of me, but so we had to cut that out. I'm going to do the photos of me in Palm Springs, I think. But anyway, so that happened to us. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, as far as what actually happened, it was like we had wheel bearing failure. It wasn't greased well enough and just the wheel bearing seized up, and it literally, the excess in heat caused the wheel hub to shear off from the axle. So we ended up needing to get a new axle and everything. And now I know in the future to keep a really close eye on my wheel bearing grease.
Yeah, that means absolutely nothing to me. And I'm sure a lot of listeners are like, okay, But thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, just our man Diego, big shout out to him and his truck service stop in Dalhart. He sourced all of the parts in a half a day and then got the entire thing swapped out and ready for us by the evening of the next day. So
that's
got
true.
Us back on the road.
That's very true. Yeah. So on this trip, we've had a couple of goals on the trip. One of them for me has been to get like outfit picks. My goal was every single day, but
we haven't done every single day. And yeah, thankfully we haven't done every single day.
Right. Well, it's not like every single day I'm wearing like a most amazing outfit.
Yeah,
you know, like
something that is photo worthy.
Yeah. So I've gotten a few outfit picks, which was a big goal. I wanted to set up a few photo shoots while we're out here. And
which we've done.
Yeah. We did one in Phoenix. That was like a quick, honestly, it's like maybe 45 minutes, but that one was fun. We did that at Papago Park. Super pretty. Like literally,
beautiful.
I was like, I wish I lived here. All like palm trees.
Definitely worth your time if you're in the Phoenix area or near. Go make your way over to like a sunset at Papago Park.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really, really pretty. Let's see. I have a photo shoot actually tomorrow, in Malibu. Someone that just did like signed up for my model call. We're doing like a quick shoot, and I try to film those for my YouTube. So the Phoenix shoot is going to be on YouTube eventually. So yeah,
that's something I'm working on is the BTS from that Phoenix shoot, and I'll be taking BTS of our shoot tomorrow in Malibu as well.
True. Charlie's the BTS king, the king of BTS. I'm trying to think of what else we've done on our road trip that's been like exciting.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone to a couple different places. We went from the Phoenix area to Oceanside, California, and then from Oceanside up to Malibu, and then our last stop is Palm Springs. We've done a couple different things along the way. Honestly, a lot of it, though, is just kind of hanging out and finding like small places to go see in the area or maybe in the towns that are surrounding, try to go to some cool restaurants or whatever and just do some different stuff. But I also had a disc golf tournament partway through the road trip as well.
Yeah, and Charlie got second place in his division, so we love that. Only thing, he didn't get, like, money or trophy or anything. He just got, like, this little plaque.
Yeah, I mean, about that, I play in, it's the highest amateur division right before you would sign up to play in the open or, like, the professional where you can earn actual cash. So none of the amateur divisions can cash out no matter how high the competition is.
Yeah. So it was fun. I caddied for him, but I didn't actually carry his backpack because it's a little heavy.
Yeah, it's kind of a big bag.
Yeah,
it gets pretty heavy pretty quick.
I feel like I could, like, you caddy for me. Like, think about it. When we do weddings, you caddy for me.
Yeah, we've talked about that where I just end up carrying everything.
Right, and then I should end up doing that for you for disc golf tournaments, but I just can't.
She did, like, it was like a 60-40, you know, like she'll work her percentage higher.
Yeah.
As time goes on, she carried it for a little bit. Next time she's with me, she'll carry it a little bit more, and we'll work towards that.
That's very true. Another thing that happened while we were on this road trip is I did that giveaway with Aftershoot,
which was a big deal.
Yeah, and honestly, if I have any new listeners from the giveaway, hello. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for stopping in.
Yeah. The giveaway was crazy. So I knew it was going to be big because, like, we had some pretty big prizes. But I just wasn't expecting, like, within an hour, we had 10,000 comments. Like,
yeah, and then it ended up, like, being close to 70,000 total.
Yeah, it was 70,000 comments. Like, literally crazy. I gained like over 10,000 followers. Aftershoot, I think, gained 20,000 followers. Like, it's just absolutely insane. Like, mind blowing. I'm like, I should do a giveaway every month. Like,
oh my word.
This is fun.
Well, big shout out to Aftershoot for kind of hooking everything up and being willing to take part in that. And
yeah
it was cool to see it come together.
Yeah, it was really fun, honestly. So, yeah. Photography-wise, what have we been up to on this road trip? Anything?
We're jumping into an ad real quick to talk about AfterShoot. Did you know that in 2023, AfterShoot helped photographers edit and cull over 1.15 billion images? They offer AI-assisted editing and AI-assisted culling to make your editing process streamlined and super quick. AfterShoot's AI culling software will select your blurred images, closed-eyed images, your duplicates, and groups them all separately for your convenience, which means you can select and review hundreds of photos in just minutes using AfterShoot. Trust me, I know how long it takes to select and review hundreds, if not thousands, of photos from a wedding or a session. And honestly, we don't have time for that. We have better things to do with our business. They also offer a personal AI editing profile. All you have to do is import your edited catalogs and you'll begin to train a custom profile that will imitate your style and do a bulk of the editing task for you. You can also check out their marketplace, which offers 30 pre-built AI styles for photographers looking to try fresh and new editing styles. These pre-built styles are super easy to preview and you can apply the ones you like in just a few clicks. With AfterShoot, there's no more paying per image. You get unlimited culling and editing for a flat fee. The software also works offline, so you can literally work anywhere and everywhere. Their customer support is available 24/7. AfterShoot also has a fantastic 5-star review on Trustpilot, so you can know they're legit and here to help you. AfterShoot is offering OShoot listeners a free 30-day trial. I promise your editing workflow is going to be absolutely changed after trying AfterShoot. Head on over to the link in the description to claim your 30-day free trial of AfterShoot. Thanks so much for listening, and now back to the show.
Well, I mean, I think you already covered a lot of that between just trying to get more like lifestyle photos and then some of the shoots that we've been doing with people. We've kind of messed around. I mean, not ourselves, but one of the photographers we met up with in San Clemente did a lot of really cool film stuff, which was cool to see. It was hilarious when we were in the shoot. She had like 4 different cameras that were all strapped to her as we were going around, so it was just pretty funny to see how she was like working through and kind of going through all those different phases of wanting to get stuff on this, wanting to get stuff on this, wanting to get stuff on this. But she was like handling it like a champ and did a great job.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about film, to be honest. So I brought my film camera on this trip, and I don't know, like during the shoot, like it does cause you to like slow down and really think about like your poses and stuff, especially if you've got like a manual focus camera. You really have to like slow down and think about what you're taking photos of, because like you can only take one photo and then you gotta, you know, reel it or whatever, which is nice, like, you know, causes you to slow down. But I also think sometimes it creates a little like less authenticity with imposing, because it's like you have to kind of hold a pose for quite a bit of time, unless you're like doing movement poses where you just like have them keep doing your pose, you know, like walking, like you just keep having them walk. But I feel like with film, having more standstill poses is more of the vibe anyway.
For sure. Yeah. It's definitely a lot more rigid of a process from the posing standpoint, for sure.
Like, I don't understand how photographers, they must have point and shoot cameras or like just auto shoot film cameras. Because if you're doing like an exit at a wedding, like a sparkler exit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure finding the right balance of something that is able to do the autofocusing as you're shooting.
Yeah.
But still capture on film.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be something, because there's no way we would do that with the film camera we have.
Right. No, there definitely is. Like, there are things out there that exist like that. But I'm just, I don't know. I, like, going into this trip, I was like, oh, I'm going to be a film photographer. I literally have, like, 5 rolls. Like, I brought 5 rolls, and I was like, I'm going to use all these rolls. I still have not made it through one roll. Like, I don't know what it is about it. It's, like, inconvenient to bring my film camera.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, is the inconvenience of it. You have to be really intentional with the process, and there just takes a lot of planning, and it's not as easy as just being able to whip out your digital camera and being able to take the photos and run.
Right. Like, I could literally fit my digital camera in my pocket and then just take the photo. And I like how the photos turn out better on like my Canon PowerShot, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of that is just because you're not necessarily familiar with film. So there's just a layer of, there's just a lot more like barriers to entry of getting good at film, and then also like finding your rhythm with film to be able to do it well and to do it quick. It's not something that would be fast for either one of us at this point.
And then another thing is like finding a film lab.
Yeah, that's a completely different
yeah.
thing as well. That just becomes an issue if you don't have a consistent spot to get it developed at.
Seriously. Like, I think the place I would prefer to do it, I don't remember what it's called, but it's like a place that you like mail your film in. So that would take like a couple days easily. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. There's just something. I just love the instant, like being able to instantly see my photos. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's instant gratification.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, like, I don't think the film quality turns out great. Like, I don't think the end final photos turn out super high quality.
Yeah, I mean, and there's so many variables to that because it could be on our end, but even if you do go through and shoot well from a technique standpoint and take your time in the process, you could get it messed up in the development side if you're not the one developing your own photos. Like if you send your film off to somebody else,
that's true,
they could mess it up too. So
yeah,
there's just a whole host of reasons as to why your film could be bad.
True. And honestly, it's probably user error. Like it's me, probably me, I'm the problem.
Well, I'm not trying to say that directly, but I'm just saying there could be a lot of different things.
Yeah. So anyway, brought my film camera. That's been quite a development. I bought two different types of film. Kodak Gold, which is like the film brand. I don't even know what the like.
Like the standard?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't even say standard. It's like really popular.
The most known.
Yeah. Like it's like apparently like so cool how it turns out, whatever.
Yeah. Your Kodak moment.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then I got another one. I don't even remember what it's called. But, yeah. Anyway, me and Charlie did a few shoots of ourselves this trip.
Mm-hmm.
And this was just kind of like, well, we like to have our photos done this time of year when we do this trip because we've been doing it since we've been married. So, like, we have photos from this time of year every single year. So the first girl that we did a shoot with, Carrie, she was the film photographer. She did shoot some digitals too, and she like gave them to me. But she, I think she reached out to me, or like I did a mentorship with her, and then we kind of like I found out she's gonna be in the area, so we did like a little. It was gonna be a photo swap, but then it was just ended up just being us, just like modeling. Which is nice that honestly we get to do that because like my first year being out here, I paid a photographer, which, you know, obviously it's like
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Like if we want it, we'll pay for it. But she was kind enough to just like have us model and do it for free.
Yeah.
And then we just did a shoot actually last night in Malibu at Point Doom, which if you guys are familiar with the area, it's really pretty.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's like a beach.
And Owen Wilson goes there all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Literally, as we're walking up this, like, random trail, this guy, like, with blonde hair and a hat, whatever, passes us. Like, we're going down, he's going up. And, like, after we pass him, Charlie turns to me and goes, I think that was Owen Wilson. And I mean, I didn't see the guy, so I don't know if it was him, but Charlie swears. He said, what'd you say that you would bet on it and you're not?
I said, I'm not a betting man, but this is something I would put money on.
Yeah. So, hey, I truly believe it might have been him because I was able to turn around and see him on the trail, like, because it kind of like switchbacked and I could see him going up and I was like, that could be him. I don't know. And I looked it up. He's got a house in Malibu. Don't know, maybe he was at Point Doom.
Yeah, I we don't need to like harp on it for too long. It just was a funny moment because Cassidy and Andriana were just like gabbing it up and talking and not paying attention. And I look at this guy, like I nod at him as we're on the trail, like how you doing or something like that. And then it like occurred to me, I was like, I am almost 100% sure that was Owen Wilson, because he also did this weird thing where when I made eye contact with him, he like kind of shied away from me and didn't want me to like look at him type of thing. Right. He was wearing a hat, had it pulled down really like close to his eyes.
Celeb.
So I don't know. It just kind of gave Owen Wilson.
It just kind of gave Owen Wilson. Had like the nose that was like a little broken.
I saw like the broken nose and like the long chin. So it's not me just like making it up.
I know. Hey, I believe you. The shoot last night was really fun. I wore probably one of my favorite dresses ever. It was like a Free People dress. And it was just so cute. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. You guys will just see the photos on my Instagram eventually. But it was really fun.
Yeah, it was a beautiful dress, honestly. In the night, like, the sky was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool how it came together. I'm excited to see, like, the final product.
Yeah. She gave me some of the digitals that I can edit if I want to. So I might get working on those. But, yeah, so we did two photo shoots while we're out here. Super fun. Just, honestly, it gives, like, me a cool chance to kind of experience a photographer from the other side of it. And, like, I noticed some of the things that each of these photographers did that I'm like, oh, I really liked this. Like, I felt like this direction was really helpful or whatever. Like, so it kind of just puts you in the place of your client a little bit, which is always good to kind of have that experience so you can know, like, what you can do better, maybe pick up on some things that maybe you need to work on, or you're like, oh, I don't do that. Like, I don't talk to my couple continuously while I'm shooting. And I should, because I liked how this girl did that or something. I don't know.
For sure. Yeah. And it's just cool to see people in their element, in their area, to be able to see them kind of in their own environment. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't shoot out here super often. We're not familiar with the area. And same thing with the other locations that we were in. And just kind of cool to experience that from other people's shoes, you know, to be able to see them do their thing.
Mm-hmm. And what I loved about doing both of the shoots was I feel like both of the photographers really used lighting in a different way than I normally would. So it was cool to see, like, how they weren't always shooting directly into the sun backlit. Like, they were using, like, even, like, shadows and, like, different stuff to just really highlight certain parts of the image, mm-hmm. which I thought was really fun. And honestly, it's nice because then you don't always have to have, like, the most picture perfect background, because you can kind of, like, shoot in areas that maybe don't have the best lighting, but you're able to kind of work with it, if that makes sense.
For sure.
Which is just something different than what I do. So yeah. I really appreciated that. And honestly, it makes, like, my feed and my photos look different. Well, I guess they're not technically, like, my photos. Like, I didn't take them, but, like, photos of us different than what we typically have, because we haven't really done anything like that.
Yeah, it just brings kind of a diversity to your page that wasn't there before.
Yeah, totally. I've been struggling on the content grind this trip. Like, kind of. Like, I feel like, okay, so creating content's hard just in general, but when you are taken out of your element, like, I'm used to being in my office from, like, 10 to 4 every day and just, like, having the opportunity to create whatever content I want. All of my gear is there. Like, the options are endless, right? Like, I can really do anything I want content wise. Here, like, being on the road, it's just so different because I don't have a consistent place to film. Like, I kind of had to have some stuff prepped. And then I had some stuff prepped, but I used all of it. So now I'm, like, scraping for content now. And it's just interesting because it really challenges you to, I don't know, intentionally film stuff and intentionally create content. And I feel like my content right now is so chill. Like, I'm not even thinking about it. I'm just like, I need content. I'm just going to put it out. But I think sometimes that's the best type of stuff. So, for example, the shoot we did in Phoenix, I had the girl do this pose that I call, like, the ragdoll pose. But basically, I saw it on Instagram where, like, the couple's, like, spinning in a circle, and then, like, she eventually, like, puts her arms completely back and, like, leans her head back and just, like, gives into momentum, right? And it's just, like, a cute moment, whatever. So I was like, oh, I should definitely try this. And Charlie was filming it. And it went not the best. It didn't turn out horrible, but it definitely, like, wasn't as cute as I pictured. And I was, like, texting the model, and I sent her the, like, photos, like, just screenshots of, like, the raws. And I was like, girl, this turned out so bad, whatever. And she was like, you should do a video, like, posing gone wrong and, like, show this. So she like, gave me permission. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, I'm just going to give it a whirl. And since it was already, like, recorded, like, yeah. I just chopped it up and posted it literally in, like, 2 seconds. Like, didn't even think anything of it. It literally is at, like, 1.7 million views or something like that.
Yeah, it's just cool to see kind of what comes up organically, and you don't necessarily have to force it. It's not pre-planned. It's just something that happened in the moment.
Right. And I think, like, that just kind of is showing me that some of the best content is just stuff that you don't overthink.
For sure.
Like, the casual stuff. I don't know. Like, I filmed like a little get ready with me yesterday, casual videos of the shoe. I don't know. It just, it's challenging, but I think it's fun too, to be put in like a different setting than what I'm used to.
For sure. And it's not like we're trying to be van life people or anything like that, but this is kind of like, it gives you that little bit of a,
the feeling of it,
what it could be.
You cannot, like, I feel like you can't establish a routine here unless you have like infinite storage in your camper. Like, I just feel like you cannot, and you have a dishwasher. Like, I just, something about it. No, listen, because like when I go to brush my teeth, there's dishes in the sink, and it's like, you always gotta be doing dishes. And like, I want to do my red light therapy mask.
Oh,
like,
my,
I
want to, like,
I want to have my routine. I want to have my nighttime routine. And I just feel like I can't do that here because it's like, my feet are always dirty.
No, you definitely have to like strip back and not have a ton of stuff. So if you're on the road, you just kind of find your bare essentials and keep it going.
Right. And I think it's nice for like a short little season. I could never, ever do this full time. Ever, 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 ever. Like, literally, I'm looking to the camera. Never, ever let me do this full time. You too, Charlie. We're not doing this full time.
I don't know. I feel like I could do it full time.
You definitely could, but my maintenance level, like, I'm just high maintenance.
There's what we've been working towards.
Like, literally, we brought our stuff to make chai lattes every morning. Like, I have stuff to make my chai every morning. Like, it's high maintenance. Like, I've got matcha stuff.
There's certain things we had to do to be able to keep Cassidy alive during this trip.
Right.
And we've done it. We're doing it.
I'm alive, but literally barely. And also... I am barely alive right now. I will say, I have been getting probably some of the best sleep of my life. Like, wouldn't you agree?
I sleep the same.
You do,
no,
yeah.
Matter what.
You do always sleep really hard. But like, we've been going to bed at like 10 p.m. and waking up at like 7:30 every day.
Yeah.
But it's because we don't really have like any scheduled stuff. Like, we're,
yeah,
just,
I mean, it's not
out.
Like, we're gonna just go find a bunch of crazy nightlife in these different cities. So,
right. Well, I mean, is there even nightlife in Malibu?
I mean, yes, I'm
sure,
there is.
That's true. That's very valid. Okay. Do we have anything else that we want to talk about?
I mean, I didn't have anything planned. Did you have anything?
Honestly, I don't think so. I've just been, yeah, like I said, barely living, barely alive, but we're here.
I would say that we've been thriving.
Thriving.
Just in a different way.
Yeah.
Than what you're used to.
My hair is definitely not thriving. Like, the hair is not hairing.
Oh my goodness.
But the mustache is always mustaching.
Thank you.
You can guarantee it, yeah. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap up today's episode. It's definitely shorter than my normal episodes, but next week, guys, I'll be back and we'll be back on the grind of getting full length episodes out for you guys. Guests, whatever. I need to do another photography horror stories episode. Do you want to come on that one?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe we can even do it. Collect them on the road.
Collect them on the road. What do you mean?
The tales of the towns.
I'm not tracking with you.
You're
being very like cryptic right now.
No, I'm just collecting stories from different cities as we go.
Oh, you mean like our stories?
Anybody's.
What are you? I like literally don't know what you mean.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Okay. You'll find out when we do it.
Oh, so you're hosting the episode.
Exactly.
Okay. I guess so. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Go follow the Oshoot Podcast on Instagram, YouTube. You can watch all episodes there. Give us a rating, a review. We'll be back next week. Thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.
Have a good day.
Exposure. With all of the highlights and the shadows is my composure. All the layers above, all the edits and tweaks, I know her. I am so done, need more time developing in my red room. It doesn't matter wherever I am, on the top of the mountain or down in quicksand, whatever the moment, wherever we stand, I'm taking it. It doesn't matter wherever I am, on the top of the mountain or down in quicksand, whatever the moment, wherever we stand, I'm taking you, taking you, taking you. Getting a little bit higher. With every step I take, I'm getting good. Getting a little bit higher.
getting a little bit quiet. With every step I take, I'm getting good. Getting a little bit better, I'm climbing to the top. Never gonna stop, I'm getting good on shoes.